Luke 10:25-28.
Yes, and it's on page 1042 in the NIV. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live."
So, I'll give you a warning now, if you haven't yet picked up on it. I'm relatively fast, though I have slowed down through the years. And I'm intentionally going a bit slower today as well, because I know that if you're not used to me and my tones and my accent, you might lose half of what I say. And I really don't want you to. I'm going to pray for us in just a second, but the question that I felt laid on my heart to ask of all of you this morning, and of myself, is, are you all in? Are you all in? Now that question might conjure all sorts of things in your mind. You might be thinking, what are you on about? We will unpack it in just a moment. But I want you to bring that question to the front of your mind. With that though, let's just pray before we unpack scripture. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your amazing word. We thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to turn to it, to read it, to really allow you by your spirit to speak to us through it. And this morning, Lord, I pray that the words that you have placed on my heart to share, Lord, would be from you. That if they're not from you, Lord, they would not leave my mouth. And if they do leave my mouth, they would not reach our ears, because, Lord, we want to hear from you this morning. But, Lord, I do pray that you would open our eyes, clear our ears, that we would see you clearly and hear you clearly and be changed by your word and your spirit. We pray all of these things in Jesus' precious and awesome name. Amen. 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 So when I ask the question, are you all in, what comes to mind? What might you be thinking? Am I all in what? I mean, I'm all in into the fact of, like, yeah, I've given my life to Jesus, so I believe, or I'm all into my family, I love them, I serve them, I'm with them, or I'm all into my sports. Any football fans, maybe? I don't know. Cricket fan, we won't talk about right now. But maybe you're all into those things. But when we talk about faith, when we see what Jesus walked the earth and taught, he asks us, I think, indirectly, are you all in? Now, one of possibly our really kind of go-to amazing scriptures that most people will know is that of Matthew 28:16-20. And if you know your scriptures well enough, you know it's the Great Commission. And we get excited as Christians by this. Usually, some people go, no, that's for other people, not for me. But I would say that as Christians, we get excited that Jesus gives us this command of, like, hey, go and preach the gospel. Go make disciples. Go teach them everything that I taught you. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we get excited as Christians. When we hear the baptistry is going to be open, we go, come on! We want to rejoice. We want to celebrate. We're going to have a big meal afterwards because we want to celebrate someone has given their life to Jesus. Amen? Amen. You're still with me. I know. I said fast. I'm sorry. I'll bring it back. But I get excited by the scripture. I get excited by that command. I would say God has gifted me and called me to be a pastor. Yes, but with an evangelistic twist. I'm an evangelist, I think, at heart. Because what I want to do more than anything else in the world is to introduce people to Jesus. That's part of the Great Commission. But we get lost on that because we get really excited when we go and make disciples. We get excited about the baptized people. We go, woohoo! But there's more to it in that scripture. Because Jesus says, go and make disciples. But then he also says, teach them everything I have commanded you. Everything I have commanded you, he says, teach them. And so then we get a bit lost sometimes. You know, Billy Graham, one of the greatest evangelists that ever lived, amazing human being, knew the scriptures, knew the Lord, loved Jesus. But one of the things I think that he did great at, he was great at, was coming, getting people to come to the Lord. But then he moved on. Now please don't mishear me, I'm not saying anything bad about Billy Graham. I wouldn't dare. But I think the responsibility that then fell on the local church, on the brothers and sisters in those places, friends of those who came to Jesus, was to then make sure that they were taught everything that Jesus taught them. Everything I've commanded you, he says, teach them. The question then becomes, what has he commanded us? And that's where this morning's reading came in. This morning's reading, when Jesus is tested, and can you imagine being bold enough to test Jesus? I mean, who do you think you are? But that's a different sermon for a different day. He is tested, and then, well, what is the greatest command? And Jesus says to love God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. And we hold on to that. And Jesus says, love the Lord. So what has he commanded us? What is the greatest command? Okay, so we've got to go teach everybody. After we've baptized, we've got to go disciple. So that discipling is go teach everybody. The greatest command that we've got to teach is that we've got to love God. Okay. Jesus makes it sound really simple, doesn't he? I love how Jesus has that effect. He uses these words which are so simple, so easy to hear. Sometimes not always easy to understand. He talks in parable a lot. But he makes it sound so simple. Just love God. Love God. I can do that. Can you do that? I can love God. It's quite simple. And the love, the word for love, and again, if you know your Greek in any way, shape, or form, you'll know that in English we have really poor language, I think. We have one word for love. Love. I love my family, I love my friends, and I love you with that same word, love. Now, you might automatically make assumptions that I love my family a different way than I love you, but we have one word. In the original Greek, there were four words that were used. Anybody know them? You guys fluent in Greek? Any just checking, because I'm not, so I always have to set the scene. But there's eros love. And eros, you can probably hear, is that kind of romantic, sensual love between husband and wife. There is philia love. Philia love being that kind of friendship love. Storge love. Being love in family. And then agape love. And agape love is the love that we see described from God to us. Divine love. All-encompassing love. All-in love. John 3:16 is, for God so agape the world. Right? It's that level of love. Guess which word is used in our reading this morning? Agape. Agape God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. That all-encompassing, all-in, divine, like no greater love in the world, that is the love that we are called to have for God. Now some of us who are married in the room might be thinking, hold on a second. Are you telling me I gotta love God more than my partner, my spouse? Yeah. I've gotta love God more than my kids? Yeah. I've gotta love God more than my best friend? Yeah. And he goes on, really specifically, and I love Jesus because he can make it simple, but he's also specific because he says, love God with all of your heart. So loving God is emotional. Now, some of us in the room are going, hold on a second, I don't do emotions. Nope. And please forgive this. I am British. I'm going to start by saying I am Cambridge born, so I hold the British passport. I didn't grow up here, as you can probably imagine. But the British are stereotypically characterized as being a bit stiff upper lipped. Is that fair?
Yes.
I'm not going to go emotionless because we all have the emotions, but we don't share our emotions. But Jesus says, love God with all your heart. That's emotional. Some of us don't like that. We're like, I don't do emotions, Adrian. But Jesus said, now, do we want to follow Jesus? Do we want to follow Jesus? Yes? There's some doubt in the room now. Like, I don't know. If I gotta be emotional, Adrian, I don't know that I want to. Sometimes loving Jesus will be emotional. There might be some tears. There might be overwhelming joy. Sometimes loving Jesus is painful. I mean, it's true. We've experienced it. Those are all emotions. Are you loving God with all your heart? Are you loving God with all your emotions? Agape love. Are you agape in Him? Are you all in? We then see that love is spiritual. Love God with all your soul. Now, sometimes this gets a bit, oh no, what does that mean, Adrian? That means that actually we have to spiritually give. We see that God gifts us with the Holy Spirit. And we see that we see gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, right? All of these things. It's spiritual. We can't just go through the motions. We can't just cry before God or laugh before God. We also have to engage our spirits. And again, some of us are a little bit more uncomfortable. And I think across the Christian spectrum, some of these things are held a little bit stronger than others. The church that I was in yesterday is a Pentecostal church. And if you know anything about the Pentecostal denomination, they are possibly hyper-spiritual in some senses. And so they were loving God with all of the spiritual stuff. But I'd also say sometimes perhaps a bit too much. How much of it was all spiritual of God, and how much of it was perhaps emotional that you have to separate out and distinguish? How much of it was anything, something else? But let me ask you, are you all in and loving Jesus with all of your soul? Are you loving Him spiritually? Are you seeing the fruit of the Spirit? Are you seeing the gifts of the Spirit? Prophecy and tongues and hospitality and administration. We don't talk about the gift of administration usually within Scripture. We go for the real big ones. He's praying in tongues. Oh, man. There was a prayer for healing and it happened. Come on. Well, guess what? I'm rubbish at administration. The gift of administration is definitely from the Lord. And some of us have it. Are we loving God with all of our soul? And then we see that love is also, physical. Sorry. It's physical. Love God with all of your strength. Now, some of you in the room are going to be telling me, well, hold on, Ian. See, here's the thing. You're younger than I am. You're fitter. I don't think I'm fitter than anybody. Now, trust me. No matter your age, you're probably still fitter than me. There's a lot going on here. But some of you will say, but I'm older, I'm slowing down a little bit. Okay, that's fine. Maybe you're not your 100% from 25 years ago, but what's your 100% now? What's your 100% now? Because Jesus doesn't say, I want you to love God with all of your strength from when you were 20 and in your prime. He says, I want you to love God with all of your strength, full stop. So what's your strength this morning? I can barely lift my arm, okay? With barely lifting it, lift it to the Lord. I can barely stand up this morning, okay? Barely stand up for the Lord. It's not some of your strength. It's all your strength. That's a challenging one for us, I know. Oh, but Adrian, I'm tired. Hey, rest is important. The Sabbath is important. Jesus preaches on that, teaches on that. We've got to hold on to that. But we have to hold that intention with love God with all your strength. Are you wasting strength and energy on other things that are not for the kingdom, that are not for the Lord? Perhaps you're not bold enough to admit it, but I am. Often. Often my strength is wasted on other things. But don't get me wrong, this is not about guilt. It's not about condemnation. Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Amen, John 3:17. But we see that He calls us to love God with all of my strength. So if I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh, man, I've only got 50% of what I got, but my 50% is for you, Jesus. How are you going to use me today, Lord, to love you? I've only got 50, but I'm going to give it all. And then we see that love is intellectual. Now, some of us love this, and some of us hate it. Love God with all of your mind. Now, those of us who love to study, who love to dive into scriptures, who love to get behind the Greek or the Hebrew, who love to really sharpen our brains, are like, yes, this is my bread and butter. I want to love God with all of it. And others of us are going, no, I don't do intellectual, I just want to come and sit and receive. Oh, I didn't go to university, it doesn't matter. He doesn't say you need to love him with your degree. He said, love him with all your mind. Do you know why you believe what you believe? Have you studied the word? Have you read on other things? Have you read other things that contradict our faith? Do you know why we stand on the truth? That's a challenge for us. But do we know what it is that we're standing on truth against, if you will? One of my favorite lectures at Bible College was the religions module, where we studied other religions of the world. And I remember sitting in this lecture hall with mates of mine going, I absolutely hate this. I don't want to learn about Islam. I don't want to learn about Hinduism because I don't care about them, because I only care about Jesus. And my response to them was, because I only care about Jesus, I care about these other religions. Because how am I going to know how to interact with someone who believes something different from me if I don't know what they believe? And if I don't know why I believe what I believe is right? I don't want to argue with anybody, but I need to sharpen my mind. So love is, if we're really going to be all in, we got to love God with everything. Are you all in?
Yes.
Yes. I love that response. Are you loving God with everything? Because what I found, at least in my life, and I can only speak for Adrian, when I come to church, when I worship, when I'm with other friends and brothers and sisters, I'm like, yes, I'm all in. Come on. Come on, Jesus. I'm all in. And then I walk out the doors, and then life hits me. And then suddenly, I'm all in, but I got to put some of my strength and energy to the other stuff. God, you're just going to slide down. I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment, God, because I've got to handle this over here. And God says, no. Don't put me on hold. Because as you put me as number one, as you worship me with everything, as you love me with all of your heart, mind, soul, strength, as you do that, hey, guess what? I'm going to work in you to sort out the rest. So are we all in all the time? 24/7. That's a big question. But the question is, are you all? And then Jesus is like, if that wasn't enough, right? He and I know you guys are thinking, are you done yet, Adrian? I'm almost there. I promise, I'm almost there. There is an end, don't worry. I know you've got lunch waiting afterwards as well. But after this amazing, I would have loved to have been one of the Pharisees, one of the disciples in that space at that time, that would have literally heard him say this. And would they have gone as deep as everything, like love God with everything? And if that wasn't enough, he then says, oh, and by the way, love your neighbor as yourself. And we often focus on the loving neighbor part. Perhaps your physical neighbors, metaphorical neighbors, those who don't yet know Jesus. But it's as yourself. Do you love yourself? And you know what I find really interesting? The word for love here doesn't change. It's still agape love. It's still the divine, all-encompassing, the love that God has for us, we have to have for ourselves. And as we love ourselves like God loves us, work that one out in your mind for a second. Let me love myself the way God loves me so that I can then love my neighbor. Wow. Just me? Wow. But it's an all-in kind of love. Because if you love God with everything, if you're doing that, then I can promise you that you're going to love yourself as well, because as you love God, you recognize that you are his preciously made, amazingly crafted, gifted, placed here on this planet with a plan and a purpose for you. As you love God with everything, you're going to recognize that you are His child. And as you recognize that, you're going to recognize that your neighbor is also His. So you're going to love them the way you love yourself, based on the love that you have for God, which is all in. It's an all-in calling to follow Jesus. All in. And I know you were probably thinking, man, he's a visiting speaker, he's going to go light, it'll be simple. You may have even thought, I've heard this scripture before. I like it, I love it. But this morning I feel that Jiminy, God has asked me to ask us, are we all in? Not just on a Sunday, but on a Saturday. Once a month for women's ministry. On a Saturday for a work party in the garden. On a Monday through Friday in your neighbor's houses, at your dinner parties, at school, at uni, at college, whatever connection with your kids, grandkids, what are you all in? And I'm pretty sure I can answer, I think I can answer for all of us. Don't let me put words in your mouth. But I think the answer is going to be, yeah, I'm all in. But we got to remember that we can't do it by ourselves. God to help us and to guide us. This is not about doing it in our own strength. It's about doing it with Him. But it is about doing it all the way. Our faith is not just one for a Sunday morning. Our faith is not just one for our Bible studies. Our faith is not just one for ourselves. It's all about Him, and it's all for Him, and it's all in. You know, we read in Scripture that we're not called to be lukewarm. Lukewarm is pretty much cold, off, done. Jesus teaches that we're called to be so on fire, so hot, that we're all in. That the atmosphere changes when we walk into a room. And that isn't dependent on our age, our background, it's all dependent on us going, yes, Lord, use me. Yes, Lord, I'm yours. And I believe firmly that God wants to reignite that in us this morning. And I say us, because again, like I said, it's not just a y'all, it's a me as well. It's an everyday, pick up your cross daily and go. Pick up your cross daily and go. So I'm going to pray for us, if that's okay. I've landed. You're like, yes, he's done. I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to sing another song. But I really want to encourage you that as we pray, if anything that I have shared, if anything that the Lord has said to you through His word, through your thoughts, is anything that has maybe struck a chord, I want to encourage you not to bury that thought, not to bury that emotion, not to bury that physical reaction, but go, okay, Lord, I'm all in. What do you want to do in me? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are a God of love, of grace, of mercy, that you are a God of forgiveness. We thank you that even while we were sinners, you gave your one and only Son to take the cross for us, that we would have eternal life with you in your presence. And Lord, we praise you and we worship you for who you are, for what you've done and what you are yet to do. But Lord, we long to be a people on fire for you. We long to be a people who read your word and obey your word. And so Lord, we long to be a people who love you with everything. And Lord, if there are things in our lives that are stopping us from loving you with all of our hearts, would you soften them, that we would be emotional with you, that we could love you with all of our hearts? Lord, if there are things stopping us from loving you with all of our strength. Lord, would you strengthen us, embolden us, that every ounce that we have would go to you. Lord, if there are things in the way stopping us from worshiping you with all of our souls, loving you with all of our souls, Lord, would you wipe away the blockades and allow your Spirit to do work in us, that we would walk in your gifts, that we would bear all the fruit of your Spirit. Lord, if there are things stopping us from loving you with all of our minds, would you turn on that light switch to desire to learn more of you, to learn more of what you have got for us? Because, Lord, we want to be all in for you, not just on a Sunday, not just in Bible studies, not just in this space, but every day, all in for you. So by your Spirit, Lord, would you move among us now? Would you encourage us? Would you convict us? Would you change in us what needs to be changed, that we would be all in for you? We pray these things in Jesus' precious and awesome name. Amen.